Welcome to the Organizational Transformation Kung Fu Podcast with your hosts, Sandy Varecchia and Jennifer Long.
Hi, welcome back to Organizational Transformation Kung Fu, or OT Kung Fu as we like to call it for short. I'm Jen Long, and I'm here, of course, with Sandy Varecchia, my co-host from Toronto, Canada. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Hey, everybody.
I'm here in Denver, Colorado, and we are excited to talk to you today about accountability. Because if there's one thing we know as master coaches, most organizations really need some kung fu. That would be some hard work and practice and discipline around accountability. Sandy, maybe you can set the stage for us a little bit by talking about some of the things you've experienced or indicators that companies have that are struggling with accountability.
So, absolutely. Accountability is tough. And I think the biggest indicator that I have for companies around lack of accountability is that the fact that they tell me that they don't have accountability or can't create a culture of accountability within their organization. And what I hear over and over again is that we've made great strategies and the direction is right, but our people aren't executing on the strategies. And that's accountability within the organization that's super low. But the overarching question that most struggle with is how to hold people accountable. So for the last couple of podcasts, we've been talking about strategic planning and getting your unique position nailed down and communicated to your team. And a good follow-up to that topic is accountability. Because once you've done the work of planning, it's all about putting that plan into action. Most executives are fairly good at the action part, driving the results of the organization. However, I really think it's important to consider the quality of those results because that's where there's room for improvement. So a couple of really big indicators in an organization suffering from accountability issues are low employee engagement and poor performance results. And you don't necessarily have to have them both, but you can be one or the other or both. So there's an overall dissatisfaction either about the work or the work environment or both. And it doesn't mean it's everyone and or it doesn't mean that it's all the time, but it's a significant number of people that's large enough part of the organization to impact the business negatively.
Exactly. Poor accountability creates what I think of as this kind of organizational malaise. It's like there's a pall that's kind of palpable that makes it hard to get stuff done. So when you think about, like, what is accountability really, right? It's a giant catch-all word that can mean a lot of things to people. So let's see if we can bring a little clarity about what it really means so that you can consider how to really practice it, right?
Yeah, that's great.
So I've been coaching specific skills around accountability for over 15 years, and my company's been doing it for over 30. And accountability skills are like, they're foundational for anyone who's going to manage and for every leader. In my view, really, if you can't do accountability, you can't really manage, let alone lead. So
absolutely.
Accountability as a term used in the corporate environment seems to be, gosh, it's bandied about and used to describe so much of what's missing or what's needed. And so you hear things like, well, if we had more accountability from the IT team, this project might be further along. Or,
all right. Everybody always kind of dumps on the IT department. I gotta say.
Exactly. What we really need to turn this project around is much greater accountability from our managers and their teams, right? So everybody nods their heads furiously in agreement as if to say, oh, yeah, man, about time, amen to that. Let's make it happen. But what I find out is that people don't take time to really extrapolate on that thought and really think through what we mean when we request or we demand accountability, right? Mostly we just want to get stuff done. So you're like, you own this, right?
Right.
But accountability also comes out when stuff is not done, right? So most often it's a threat. Well, so then you're going to hear statements like, well, people are going to be held accountable for this.
It really becomes the stick, right?
Right.
As opposed to
right.
the process. Yeah.
Right. So, and by the time you've said that, it's already too late, right? So when you think about it, holding someone to account is not in and of itself a punishment. Accountability is not punitive. So it's an act of clarity. Its only outcome is clarity around ownership of either actions or inactions and the associated choices behind those actions or inactions, right?
Well, yeah,
so
totally.
This is why we want accountability, because we want the clarity of ownership of responsibility. And what we don't want is the punitive, right? And the punitive is the consequences. And consequences are what I refer to as the ugly twin of accountability. So
that's awesome.
If you have a culture of accountability, it's because you also have a firm grip on the consequences, and they're inextricably linked. Without them, there is no accountability, not really, not consistently. So when you get into that thing where I'm going to threaten you, I'm going to tell you that you're not doing what you're doing, but then I don't give you, here's the impact of what happens when you don't get it right. If that's not there, then there's no consistency, and there's no teeth in it. So there really is no accountability.
Hmm.
So, and when you actually look it up, right? So when you look up accountability, it you get this: the fact or condition of being responsible, right? So your synonyms are responsibility, liability, and answerability. Pretty straightforward. So why is it so elusive? Why is it seemingly effortless for some people and incredibly difficult for others, do you think?
Wow, that's a huge question, but it is a problem in many organizations. And you can tell Jen's got this super real passion for this topic. But I think it's important to remember that without consequences, there is no accountability. And I think people tend to forget about that. It's the so what when stuff doesn't get done. I think that might be part of why people struggle with accountability. Nobody really wants to be the bad cop, right? It doesn't feel good to dole out the consequence. And I'm thinking too that there's other reasons that accountability is hard for people. First and foremost, that many, many managers are promoted to leadership roles because they're really good at their job. In other words, I see them as functionally great. But being good at finance doesn't necessarily mean you're a good leader. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So holding people accountable is a leadership skill, and organizations need to get better at skill shaping their leaders so that they can execute on these skills brilliantly. I think another reason is that people want to be liked, and with that comes the fear of being seen as hard or breaking relationships. Mm. Plus, it can really feel awkward to hold people accountable unless you have the skills in your toolbox to do it well. And finally, although I'm sure that there's a lot of other reasons that accountability can be low in organizations, the issue of time holds us back. And I hear, you know, time is that something that people talk about a lot, not having enough of. But having tough conversation takes time. Conversations takes time to prepare, and right. Not to mention the need to have the time for that conversation. So lack of time as a resource often gets in the way of true accountability culture.
Right, right. There's a huge perception around how much time it's going to take to have that conversation, right? It's all that stuff. Plus, there might even be a little bit of fear that perhaps we weren't as clear as we could have been in terms of setting the expectation, right?
Mm.
Have you ever had that feeling like when you didn't get the results you were expecting that maybe you just didn't tell them everything they might have needed to know to get it done right?
Yeah, a bit of a vicious circle.
Sometimes we avoid the conversation because we're afraid that we might discover it's our fault. You know, I know I've done that. Or it's like, oh, I didn't get what I needed. I should have said, I didn't tell them what they needed.
Yeah. Yep, done that too.
Yep. All right. Well, so it's easy to make assumptions, right? When we start putting expectations out there, we think they already know something that maybe they don't, right?
Right, for sure. And it's really easy to do, especially been working with people for a long period of time in the same role. So we make those assumptions and we think that they already know how to do something, or we're sure we talked to them about that, or they were previously trained because we sent them on that one-day training session 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and that they've been at the job long enough, they ought to know that what we're asking of them.
Right.
And I know I get annoyed sometimes because I feel I've already covered the ground with people and really do have to repeat myself again, only to find out really that I think I was clear, but I certainly wasn't clear.
I know, right?
And then you start thinking, like, are you for real? Are you just being lame, or do you really not understand? Like, you know, what kind of employee are you? So you're somewhere between feeling bad that you haven't been clear and irritated on how clear you need to be.
Exactly, right? Because you get the frustration.
Yeah.
How many times am I going to tell you? So yeah. this really kind of leads me to what the essence of accountability is. So here's how you need to begin to think about it. Accountability is both a personal value as well as a professional skill. So what that means is accountability is both a skill set and a mindset. It's as much a philosophical approach and understanding as it is an actual practice in the workplace.
So are you suggesting that organizations need to shift a little bit?
Right. So sometimes when it's when you move into that management role, right, you've got a little bit of a value shift coming on. And so accountability becomes part of that value shift. So when we talk about value, what is that? What is a value? I talk a lot about this when I'm coaching. We get into what we call the drivers of performance, which is around beliefs and values. And what's the difference between a belief and a value? So a belief is something that we hold to be true. And a value is what we hold to be important. So when we say that accountability is a personal value, that means that you believe it's important. And until you find that it's important, you're not going to be any good at doing it, right? And if you've ever been held accountable effectively, you understand why it's important, because it's all about clarity. It's empowering to know where the lines are. And if you've never really been held accountable, you may not realize the impact that that has. And I'm telling you, those people are out there. There's people out there that have never been held accountable in their life.
Yeah, for sure. Accountability is, it's a brilliant topic to be talking about today, because there are many people that have never been held accountable. And so let's reflect back on the indicators for low accountability, like employee engagement, for example. An example of this might be when you're working on a team and there's one team member who consistently shows up without having their work done, or they didn't do the work that they committed to doing between meetings. It happens all the time, right? Teams can be the most difficult place to hold people accountable. So the rest of the team, what do? They pitch in, right? They get things done. Right. They get the work completed and everybody can move forward. So everybody's happy the first time it happens. But if it happens time and time again, low accountability on that person who's not showing up is that they get disappointed, probably annoyed, but they continue to move through it, right? The third, fourth, fifth time it happens, how are they feeling then?
Right.
If no one ever says anything, that person gets away with it, but they're not being held accountable and everybody else has to shore up.
Right.
So that's really one way I think it really, really shows up. The longer it goes on, the more disengaged and disgruntled the other team members are going to become. And that's when that water cooler talk starts to happen, right? Where they start talking about that person, but nobody's really going to talk to them directly.
Right. This is what we call escalating from what is a problem and escalating into a conflict. And that's that's a whole other podcast we can have.
Absolutely. And the other is poor performance results. We know that performance numbers happen over time, right? The good or bad performance results. It's a cumulative of a lot of different performance pieces. But without accountability along the way, when results aren't great, they're not going to change. So as we pointed out in podcast 2, people are engaged when they have that clear line of sight to what they're doing and how that affects the strategy. When there's no link there, for them to be to see that and to be held accountable for what they're tasked to do, no accountability will equal no positive results.
Exactly. So this is the kind of behavior that happens all the time, right? Lack of accountability is in every business, in every country. We've all experienced it somewhere. There's no hiding. You've come across this somewhere in your professional life. So getting some accountability kung fu is a great thing. In fact, it's very much a transformative thing. So here's the key things to take away from this podcast, because we'll have to continue the conversation in our upcoming podcast to go any deeper. Accountability is a skill set and a mindset. And here's why it can feel difficult. At the highest level, accountability is pretty much three things. And this is why it feels hard for some of us. The first thing is it's an emotional risk. And we can talk about this deeper in the next podcast that we get into. But that's why people put it off and don't do it well. The second part is it's a communication skill set. So you've got to bring into all of your skills, your communication skills, which are how good are you at making a statement, being clear, how good are you at listening? All of those things are going to come into it. And the third thing is it's a practice. And so I always like to think of it as it's a yoga, right? Some days you're really good, super flex. Other days, not so much. And every accountability conversation is not going to be great, but the more you do it, the better you are. So you have to practice it.
Kind of like OT Kung Fu.
That is exactly right. That's why it's a practice over time.
Awesome.
Right. Good.
So we're going to talk about these things probably on our next podcast, right? We're going to pick up where we left off around accountability.
Yep.
Good. And we're going to cover them all in 30 minutes. But if you want to learn more, you can visit Jen's website at managementpossible.com. And you can look up her program called Own Up, which is a trademarked program for her, and download the information there. And you can even schedule time to meet with a coach or talk further about the program to see if it is a good fit for your organization.
Exactly. No salespeople. Talk to the coaches. They're really good at letting you know if it's going to be a good fit for you.
Yeah.
So thanks, Sandy. And I also want to mention, too, what's happening at Satori Consulting, which is Sandy's organization in Toronto. That's Satori Consulting Inc., S-A-T-O-R-I, Consulting Inc. .ca. She's in Canada. Okay, that's it for us today. We hope you'll tune in to our next podcast where we continue the conversation and your organizational transformation kung fu. Please review our podcast on iTunes and at otkungfu.com.
So I think that's a wrap for us today. Jen, always a pleasure. Look forward to speaking with you in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, and please visit Sandy's website at satoriconsultinginc.ca. That's S-A-T-O-R-I, consultinginc.ca. And Jen's website at managementpossible.com. Thanks again.